Okay, well, so once again, Thursday night, thinking about Shabbos, thinking about how we can make Shabbos the most positive, meaningful, and productive spiritual experience that it can be. Tamei Menhagim brings down one of the great Hasidic Rebbe's obvious question. Why is it that every Friday night, when you part ways with a friend after shul, or in the dining room after the meal, no one says good night, right? Could be after a meal during the week, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, you say good night. Something about Friday night, no one says good night. They say good Shabbos. Say good Shabbos. Why is there no Laila Tov in Eretz Yisrael? They say Laila Tov on Friday night. They say Shabbat Shalom. Right? So he explains as follows. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia that Olam Hazeh is Doma LeChoshech, Doma LeLaila. This world is a very dark place. What does it mean it's a dark place? It means that it's an existence where things aren't always clear. They aren't always apparent. Sometimes things can be very confusing. Sometimes the perspective is missing. Or even things as close as right in front of us. Mesil Sharm writes that the challenge of darkness is sometimes darkness can hide obstacles altogether, and sometimes darkness can cause something that's right in front of you to appear like something very different. And you could start talking to someone because you think there's a person in front of you and really there's just a pillar in the middle of the room, or vice versa. And therefore, our world requires an infusion of light to be able to see clearly. And Shabbos is an infusion of light. There's no Laila Tov, there's no good night on Friday night on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kulo Or. What does it mean it's Kulo Or? It means that a person has a capacity to see more clearly on Shabbos. A person is more connected to his neshama. He has two neshamas on Shabbos. If you have two neshamas, if you have double the spiritual force, then for sure your connection to Ruchnius is going to be more powerful. The light is there, and you have a greater access, a more profound and more intense access to that light. And a person can make choices based on their vision that's more penetrating on Shabbos than the rest of the week. The Kedushas Levi writes, quoting the Arizal, just last week's parsha, Parshas Korach, Shehaseichel sheyesh laharav b'chol yesh latalmud b'shabbos. You can achieve the same degree of seichel that your Rebbe has during the week on Shabbos. So there's any time to chaz shir, wait till tomorrow night. Then you can chaparayim. But there's something about a person's spiritual essence that's supercharged on Shabbos that they can achieve more than they can during the week. Keep that in the back of your mind for the moment. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Beis, which is very surprising if you're not familiar with it. The Gemara says, HaNechnas LeBeis HaKiseh. We're familiar with the fact that you make an Asher Yatzer when you leave the Beis HaKiseh. The Gemara says when you go into the Beis HaKiseh, when you go to the bathroom before you go inside, Omer, there's something you're supposed to say, Hiskavdu Mechubadim, Kedoshim Esharsi Elyon, Tzinu Kavel Olkei Yisrael, Herful Mimeno Atshei Kaneis Ve'eser Ritoni Ve'avo Elech. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to someone and instructing them to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and telling them, wait right here, I'm coming back, I'll see you soon. Amar Abaye, lo lema inish hachi, don't say that. Dil meshavki levazli. Maybe the individuals you're saying to wait here won't be there when you come back. So instead, Abaye has a different formulation. Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni, protect me, help me, samchuni, samchuni, support me, hamtinuli, hamtinuli, wait for me here until I go in and come out. What is going on? What's going on? Who am I talking to when I go to the bathroom? Explain the Mepharshim. Talking to Malachi Elyon, Malachi Asharis. Accompany a person when they're walking down the street. And when you go to the bathroom, tell them, wait outside, I'll be here. I'll be back in a little while. The Malach obviously doesn't have to do the bathroom. The human being does. So he tells the Malach, wait outside. Have you ever seen anyone do that? Have you ever seen like a nice little colorful sign next to the Asher Yatzer sign telling you to talk to the angels who are accompanying you to wait right there till I come out of the bathroom? No. Mishnah Berurah writes, quoting the Beis Yosef in Siman Gimel, Ein anu muchzakim liyir shamayim shamalachim malavin osanu shenivakshim shiamtinu alenu atchenetze. Abaye the Seder. Abaye was a big tzaddik. He was a Rosh Hashiva. Me? Who am I to start talking to angels? I all of a sudden have so much confidence that I'm such a Yerush Shemayim that there's angels walking with me wherever I go? I don't think so. Furthermore, the Shai Tshuva quotes in the Chidah right there that There were some gedolim used to say these words before they went into the Beis HaKisei, and that was a skula to prevent them from thinking of Derech Torah while they're in the bathroom. You're not allowed to think about Derech Torah in the bathroom. They say the Rugachever, his brain was like a machine. He couldn't stop thinking about Torah, talking about Torah, even when he was in the bathroom. He was an onus. Couldn't help it. Tisha B'Av, he would just give shiur the whole time. He said to Rav Salanter, when he would walk out of the bathroom, his face was all contorted and wrinkled because he was trying so hard not to think about Torah when he was in the bathroom. Okay, Zakta Chita, but if I would do that, it would be Yura. It would be like arrogance, like presumptuousness. Who do I think I am that I'm so great I have to tell those Malachim, wait over here and protect me from thinking about Torah thoughts while in the bathroom? Okay, so we don't do that. We're not at that level. And Chas V'Shalom, for us to express the arrogance and presume that we are on that level. Rabbos, I have a bomb kasha. Bomb kasha. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutess? Omer Chizom Rav Okva. Kol HaMispal Be'er Shabbos V'Omer V'Aychulu. Shnei Malach Yesharis Malav Nola Adam. Person davens in shul Friday night and says V'Aychulu. There are two angels that follow him home, put their hands on his head, and they say, Sarav Anecha B'chatasecha T'chupar. Your avers will disappear. Your iniquities will be forgiven. Statement number one. Vaiter, Tanya, Abraisa. Going back to Tanaim. Rabbi Yosef Rehu the Omer. Shnei Malachi Asharis Malavin Ol Adam Erev Shabbos Mibes HaKnesses Lebeso. Echa Tov, Echa Ra. Anyone familiar with this Gemara? Two angels walk with you home from Shul. One good angel, one bad angel. If the angel comes home into your house, sees that the table's set, everything's in order, food's ready to go, and the candles are lit, he gives you a bracha. Not only does he give you a bracha, that it should happen again next week, but the bad angel is forced to answer me. The opposite is true. You're cursed that you won't be ready next week either. And the good angel has to say, amen as well. Rabosei, hallel davaru. That is unbelievable. We're so sure that when we go to the bathroom, there's no angels with us. But on a Friday night, all of a sudden, it's a davar pashut. It's obvious to every person that you are escorted home by two angels. Is there anyone you know in the observant community who doesn't sing Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hasharis? Welcoming in the angels. What happened? I go to the bathroom, no angels. I come home from Shul Friday night, all of a sudden there's angels. Elamai Rabos, that's what we said. Shabbos is Kulo Or. There's more Ruchnis on Shabbos. There's more Ruchnis on Shabbos waiting for you to take advantage of it. As opposed to, unfortunately, Chas V'Shalom to squander that opportunity. We're so sure, we're so positive that the angels are mamish walking us home, even though we never would make such an assumption or presumption the rest of the week. Okay, I get that. I have another question for you. Think about what you said. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis. My boys, I got them on my right, on my left, and they're taking me home. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis. Bo'achem L'Shalom. Right? Welcoming in the Malachim. Baruchuni L'Shalom. Seyischem L'Shalom? Seyischem L'Shalom? What does Seyischem L'Shalom mean? Bye-bye. See you later. Have a nice trip. Just got here. Why are we sending these Malachim away? I understand. We don't have the right to assume we're going to get those Malachim during the week. Here they are. Friday night. I hit the jackpot. I have two heavenly beings walk me home and sayonara? That doesn't make any sense. Why are we sending them away? Say Shalom Shalom, Rabosai, Rabbi Yaakov Emden deleted that line from the text of Shalom Aleichem. He didn't say it Friday night because he said, I don't want to send them away. I want to bring them in and keep them there. What are we saying when we send away the angels? Say Shalom Shalom. It's a pell, right? Two mahal. Mahal number one is based on a Sfas Emes. Unbelievable. Sfas Emes says something beautiful. Where else do we see angels coming and going? Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayetze. And then again, Parshas Vayishlach, when he's having his famous dream, Malachim open the Jordan, they're going up and down on the ladder. Zakt Rashi, what are those Malachim? What do they represent? The Malachim going up are the angels that accompanied him in Eretz Yisrael, and the ones coming down are new ones that will take him in Chutz La'aretz. When he comes back after running away from Lavan's house, what does it say? You know what it says at the end of Parshas Vayishlach? V'yakov alach l'dakov, v'yivku bo, Malachi Elkim. Okay? Yaakov sees again a camp of angels, two camps of angels. The angels who are going to come in back into Eretz Yisrael are returning, and he sends away the angels that were there previously when he was at Lavan's house outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's kedushas hamakom, and there's kedushas hazman. When a person enters or leaves a holy place like Eretz Yisrael, there's a transition. There's a transformation. He had one set of angels. Now he has a different set of angels. Obviously, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, the set of angels are from a higher plane, a higher existence, with a closer connection to spirituality. The Sfasema says that's exactly what happens on Shabbos. Shabbos, when you say Shalom Aleichem, Malchei Shalom, Malchei Shalom, Bochem Hashalom, you're welcoming in the angels of Shabbos. Seischem Hashalom, you're sending away the angels of the weekday. The pshat is that in the same way that a person enters Eretz Yisrael is greeted by a new level of ruchnius, represented by different escorts, different heavenly accompaniment, an entourage, so too when he enters Shabbos, he has a new chevra of angels. He sends away the weekday angels, and they're with him to take him into the new spiritual plane of Shabbos. There isn't a single person in this room, especially those guys going back to Shana Bet Gil, there isn't a single guy in this room who doesn't chop on his own that what he was able to accomplish in Eretz Yisrael with the malachim over there and the kedusha that accompanies him over there, it was something else. It was a different experience. It was something he couldn't do here in America. Is it any different, according to Sfas Emes, that when Shabbos comes, I should have the same perspective? I should also take that same line of thinking that I'm entering Eretz Yisrael. I am in a different place here on this earth, maybe in Lakewood, Pennsylvania, but with a different set of angels, a new opportunity for ruchnis. And if I was able to accomplish much more than I thought I could accomplish in Eretz Yisrael, then of course I can accomplish more on Shabbos than I think that I can accomplish during the week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, David? One more pshat, Rabbi Osai. Why are we sending away the angels? I want to suggest the following. Everyone knows that we open up the Seder with the text of Halach Ma'anya. Yeah? Halach Ma'anya. The first question that every Haggadah asks, or your Rebbe, or your teacher in school, gives you a vort to say over at the night of the Seder, is why is Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? The rest of the Haggadah is in Hebrew. We speak Hebrew. Why are we speaking Aramaic? So, the classic answer is that was the way people spoke in the time when the Haggadah was written. Okay, it's an answer. Maybe it's not an answer. I don't know, but I'll give you another answer. We'll say. I think this comes from the Belzer Rebbe. The reason you say Halach Ma'anya, you introduce the Seder in Aramaic, is because what do we know about Aramaic and angels? They don't understand Aramaic. Okay, who cares? What do the angels have to do with anything? There's a pasuk that many of you are familiar with in the beginning of Parashat Acharimos, when we talk about Aaron HaKohen having the unique opportunity and responsibility of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. What does it say? No one else may be in the Beis HaMikdash at the time when he enters. Shmuel, you know the pasuk? B'chol adam lo yevo el moed. Right? Okay? No one else can enter the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol is there. The Gemara darshins from that pasuk, not only human beings can't be there, not even Malachi Asharis can be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol is there. Malachi Asharis, where did they come from? Since when do we have psukim, we darshan them, telling the angels what to do? So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, that Yom Kippur is a day of complete union and exclusive connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Chazal is trying to tell us with that drasha is, when Aaron HaKohen is at the pinnacle, the apex, the climax of closest with Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there can be absolutely no other being in existence in this universe, in any universe, that accompanies him. It's just him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolute closeness to the exclusion of anything else, even an angel. Bosai. Pesach Lel HaSeder, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael as a nation, there's no one else. We don't introduce the Seder in a way that the angels can understand what's going on. Keep them out of here. It's just us. And perhaps Rabbi Osai, that's what happens on Friday night as well. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharis. Seischem L'Shalom. Thanks for the ride home. I'll see you next week. Because now, when I enter the Shabbos meal, I have a union with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Osi li'olam. Then it's just you and me. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. No one else. Exclude even the angels. And it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we do immediately afterwards? We say Kiddush. which is highlighted by the words, Kivonu v'charta v'yosonu kidashim kol ha'amim. It's us. It's us and only us. No one else. Driving home that message that what Shabbos is about is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that includes absolutely no one other than Klal Yisrael, a personal relationship with Hashem. When a person internalizes that Kibbono V'charta, which everyone likes to sing together, right? Why? Because that's what we're all about. Then the conclusion of Kiddush, the Shabbos Kachacha Ba'ava Uveratzon, suddenly comes to life. The Ava Veratzon is now an Ava Veratzon that we can feel. It's palpable, it's tangible. Because everything we've said so far is the pinnacle of that ruchnis that exists on Shabbos that does not exist the rest of the week. I urge you, Rabosai, again, this Shabbos, bring it. Bring everything you got in ruchnis. Be here in Beis Medrash as much as you can. Engage in activities that are ruchnistic, because I'm telling you, it will last with you much longer than anything you do during the week. And even if you had a busy week and you had some off days and you're on trips and it was a haphazard schedule and the Siddurim were shver, bring it back this Shabbos, and I guarantee you it will set your next week on fire if you take advantage of what you have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give this after the Shemaya to be more productive than you ever imagined. Shabbos.